Expand your awareness on society, culture, relating the path of transformation, and live life with your soul fully aligned with God. You have arrived to the Steve Experience Podcast.
Hi, everyone. In this podcast, I want to do a podcast about how to respond to demonic attacks. I've been attacked by demons for years now, probably since forever, but you become more aware as you go on your journey of awakening that these attacks can push you towards an edge where you need to navigate yourself in a different way. So when I talk about a demonic attack, let's define what it actually is for the audience. For me, it's an attack on the energetic system of one's being, the internal makeup of one's being around the masculine, feminine, inner child. The inner child gets attacked a lot, and also the soul does. Also, these inner parts of my being that I talk about on truedivineself.com and heartinitiation.com, and in my book, which you can get at thesteveexperience.com. These are the things I talk about. You can attack your self-love, your inner masculine, your inner feminine, and things can get a bit messy very quickly. So you have to be very self-aware when these energies are around, and they can come from anywhere, really. And so what do you do when you're attacked by them? For me, number one thing is be alone. You need your own space. This is why boundaries are so important in this path of truth and path of understanding what is going on here. You need your own space. If you live alone, it's going to be a lot easier. If you're in a partnership, you better be talking about the fact that there are these energies around if you want an understanding about reality and how to send them back to source. And knowing how to send them back to source is really important for you both. And therefore, there'll be times in your relating that you will be attacked by these entities and you have to go and clear yourself. Fortunately, I have that with my partner and still can get messy. Even this morning, I was attacked by some being that wanted me dead, wanted me to just jump out a window or put a bullet in my head. I don't pretend it's not there. I act it out. So I'll say what's going on. And clearly it's not normal for me to be saying the things that I was saying this morning. And then I have to risk the judgment of my partner perceiving me as insane or whatever. But I know her well enough now that she won't do that, or at least not for very long. Probably would for a few minutes. We're all human after all. So these attacks can't come through when you're doing this higher shamanic work. And to be the shaman, you have to send these back to source. If you're in the business of healing people, whether it's through some plant medicine or however else, breath work, whatever work it is healing people, you have to know how to clear yourself and the space around you so you're not attacked by these entities, because they'll take you down eventually. You'll get some illness or sickness or whatever. So I've never really had to deal with that. I just had to deal with the more psychological aspects, which are the most challenging, because you have to know who you are, which is why I set out a true divine self map, so I know who I am. That's where I am. That's how I navigate reality, is from that point. Additionally, a sense of humor is needed, and a strong one, a really strong one, to get through this. This is why I listen to podcasts like Carl Pilkington and Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant, their old podcasts they did, and their old XFM radio shows in London they did. I listen to them every day, really, even though I've listened to them hundreds of times. Those guys are epic for just insane comedy. They didn't give one single fuck about anything. So it goes from the shamanic or the sacred to the profane to the humor, and that's how I have to live. I have to live in some balance between the two extremes, because the comedy better be extreme if I'm experiencing attacks from demons. So the other point, after you've remembered that you are love when you're getting attacked by these things, and saying love I am, is to try and figure out where your sense of humor's gone. If you've got no sense of humor now, then you better start looking for it. And why is that gone? That's one way of being aware that you're being attacked by entities, is that you've lost a sense of humor and you're in these lower vibrational frequencies, which Dr. David Hawkins talks about in his book. These things like shame, guilt, apathy, grief, fear, desire, anger, pride. And these are destructive. Dr. David Hawkins puts it on a scale. This is below 200, which is destructive. To get into creativity, you have to go above neutral. So when I was being attacked this morning, I managed to clear it after I was left alone. And I managed to go above 200 into courage, neutrality, willingness, acceptance, reason, love, and then unconditional love, and then peace. Now, it's not to say I can't be pushed down below 200 into these guilt, shame, and fear things ever again. No, you can be pushed back down. You don't just suddenly reach enlightenment and then, which enlightenment on his scale is 700 to 1,000. No, you can get pushed back down and then you can rise up again. So it's a constant flow, but as long as you're spending 90% or more, hopefully in the upper echelons in this creative, powerful state of, you know, love, acceptance, peace, enlightenment, unconditional love, Christ consciousness, truth consciousness, then you're doing well. I'm definitely above 90 now, probably. It just depends how much I get attacked. If I get attacked, then I get pushed down. But I haven't been attacked that much in the last 2.5 years. In 2015, 2016, it was hell. Everything was way below zero on the scale of what Dr. David Hawkins, and you go into suicidal modes constantly when your soul is ripped out and they smash your inner child to pieces. You're supposed to be a divine child of 7 years and they can smash it to, you know, fetus levels of emotional maturity, less than zero. And so it gets pretty tough. Or it was pretty tough, but today was actually quite a bad hit. That's because the dark ones know they're about to lose everything, and I think they're just throwing the kitchen sink at the light at the moment, the truth. So they'll keep on fighting, which in some ways I respect. In some ways I don't. I don't respect it because they've lost and they should have some humbleness and say they lost, but I don't think they understand the concept of being humble. So this is what the book of Revelation in the Bible is all about. Jesus said that there was ones that he loved and the ones that were going to pay the price for being evil. And that's throughout the Bible, you know. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but he who makes his ways crooked will be found out. Proverbs 10:9. Now, to walk securely, you have to walk in integrity. That's what it's saying in Proverbs 10:9. So how do you do that? Well, you have to raise your inner integrity by fighting off these dark ones when they come at you, and even go towards them and be the fire and go into the devil's lair and take away their power, because they can't really do anything to you. They think they can, but they can't. And so be the light of integrity doesn't mean violence, but you can be somewhat aggressive in your energy. It doesn't mean you have to be violent though. Integrity at its highest level is going to be angry at people who commit genocidal maniac crimes and rape and pillage across the earth. And so of course there's going to be anger there, which is 150 on the map of consciousness scale by Dr. David Hawkins, 0 to 1,000, it's 150. So, but when you hold the full integrity of Christ with that anger, then I think you're going to rise higher on that scale and you're not going to be pulled down into the destructive levels. You're going to be creative in your flow, whether it's music, whether it's poetry, whether it's memes, whether it's videos. It's some creative action that we can take to move forward against these demonic, satanic, stupid, and insane beings. So it's not that difficult. It just comes with awareness, comes with being alone, comes with self-love, love I am, focusing on love I am, saying that out loud, and clearing yourself and just commanding these things are sent back to source via Christ, and that means it will get cleared back to source. So if you have any questions, then just come and join my community on Telegram. If you sign up, it's the Heart Initiation Academy community. If you go to t.me/heart initiation, you can join the stevieexperience.com will take you to my book and other things. So if you have any questions about this, then by all means get in touch. If not, you know what you're doing and you can move forward now. So blessings and love.
Discover more about Steve's other creations, including his book, magazine, and much more at thesteveexperience.com. Thank you for listening. If you love this podcast, please share it with your friends and family. Much love and deep blessings to you on your journey. We can't wait to see you on the next Steve Experience podcast.